This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Wednesday, the 8th of May. My voice belongs to me, and me belongs to Doug, and Doug belongs to Dudley, and Dudley belongs to Stefan, so that's how you put the combo together, the D of the DJV program. Jennifer has a huge speaking engagement. I don't know how huge it is, but I know that she had to speak until well into the wee hours, so she's slamming the pillow at the moment. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen on duty at the controls, ready to go. Victoria, you have us focused, I know, on one of the very important big-time items of the day.
Yeah, not a great story to open with, but one of the biggest stories of the day is this Colorado school shooting. One person has been killed and eight others have been injured. Two high school students at a STEM school walked into this Colorado school. It's only 8 miles from Columbine. Of course, it's the 20th anniversary of Columbine 3 weeks ago. So this is just has, you know, an extra significance, I think, for people who live in the area. It's an 1,850-student science and technology campus. It's a mix of elementary, middle school, and high school students. And one was 17, I think one was 18, two boys, we're not going to bother saying their names, but this just is a horrible day for that community, and stories of bravery. A couple of kids tackled one of the gunmen, one of the kids who tackled him ended up getting shot in the chest, the whole thing is horrible, and kids really trying to, you know, kids were very brave and tried to do the best they could to stop these two shooters in their tracks, but it's just very sad. And so the police there are investigating still. They're not releasing photos or anything yet until they really know fully what happened and they have a full picture of it. But obviously parents, there were phone calls being made from the kids to their parents and about gunshots being in the school. Obviously, that's got to be the worst phone call a parent could receive. And it's tied to not just recently in the wake of the 20th anniversary of Columbine, there was a national survey done, and it showed that 63% of American parents are worried about school shootings now. Mm-hmm. That's wow. That
all right. So does that what contributes
horrible.
To that? The reality or the puffery? There are, it may seem to all of us that these sorts of things occur more often, and they, in terms of numbers, certainly do. And then when I ask the question, what contributes to this? What kind of thinking? What kind of beliefs? I even wonder about expectations. You just, with that 60% number, the expectation of parents is that their children will not be safe in school.
Right.
So, again, there's a sort of condemnation. Is it a condemnation of the school system? Is it a condemnation of society? Is it a condemnation of where we are? And the incredible chance that we have either to channel new thoughts and do something new or let it go the way it's going and who knows where it ends up. And I'm talking about society. Where our society ends up. Is it on us? And has it been on previous generations? And do we thank them? Because here we are in still the greatest experiment in mankind's history, the experiment of whether or not we can, this is a continuing experiment, can we govern ourselves? Can we police ourselves? Can we control ourselves? Or do we need something, some form of government, some form of thinking that is strong enough to put these things down? You think this kind of a shooting goes on in North Korea? You think in Russia?
Well, we don't know what goes on in North Korea.
There you go.
We don't know. And in Russia, same thing. How would we ever know? But, you know, I think that the problem is, and especially with Colorado, everyone since Columbine, everyone is on kind of high alert. They're on edge. Anyone who lived through it remembers, especially people who live in the community there. It's a horrible thing. And so these kids, they said they don't know what the motivation is yet. This is according to the police. But it seems pretty suspect that it's only 3 weeks after the 20th anniversary.
Somebody's
of Columbine.
Got a whack
so
job.
Someone's,
thinking,
you know.
People in there thinking. Here's a guy who's an employee in Dearborn, Michigan, a city employee in Dearborn, Michigan, who is now being investigated. And why would we even know this if it wasn't for the age of social media? Because I'm sure a lot of these things have been said over the years. You look back at some of the racist tendencies in our country, they go back almost to the beginning, even further, I guess, really, than the beginning of our country. And it isn't just about our country. It's the way it is. People don't like people who are different than they are. Now, here's this guy who is on the city payroll, on the city website, making some kind of racist comment aimed at a Muslim model. Why should I tell you
the
who
the Sports Illustrated
is?
Model? The one who just was in the burkini? Is that where it's coming
Halima
from?
Aiden, is that her name?
I don't know her name. I
yeah,
just know that there is a Sports Illustrated model.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Yep, yeah. And yeah. So
why would that ever bother anyone? It's not.
I have the slightest idea.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, right. But that's the kind of stuff that leads to what we're talking about. That's the thing, Victoria. That's the sort of stuff. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. I think about sometimes things I might even say on the air or things I say to my friends or my family that I wish I hadn't said. So we are not perfect. We make mistakes. Everybody deserves to be forgiven once, at least. And so this guy, or we forgive him, he probably wouldn't do this again.
Well, these
but
are
why
two
did
kids.
He do it in the first place?
Oh, well that, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what that situation is. I don't know. But I think when it comes to these kids, these two are students. This is a STEM school. It's a special school that's extra hard to get into. It's not just like a typical public school. And there are parents saying that they wanted their kids to go to this school because it was smaller. They felt that it would be safer than a traditional high school because these kids are high achieving, you know, academically minded kids. And I think that it just speaks to the mental health and mental illness in this country that we are not addressing. There must be, and I'm sure we're going to find out later on, that these two boys, they're 17 and 18 years old, that there were signs and there were maybe social media flags that no one acted on. And yeah, that's the larger problem. I think it's a twofold problem right now. You know, there will always be a whack job who wants to shoot somebody or attack someone just because they're crazy, like with the Muslim model. But in terms of our children and the kids in this country and this generation of kids that, you know, every shooter seems to be between, what, 18 and 21,
yeah,
22 years old.
Mostly white males.
And they're all
males.
White males. Yep.
Yeah.
This is not just coincidence. Something bigger and much more severe is going on. And I don't know why it's not being addressed, but it needs to be. And then making schools less of a target. You know, we've talked about this. All of us on the show have different views of what should be done in terms of making schools safer. Mm. I've always been a proponent of go through metal detectors. We went to a Broadway show. We had to walk through a metal detector last Saturday night. Doesn't bother us. What's the big deal? People say, oh, I don't want my kids, you know, feeling like they're in prison. Well, wouldn't you want them to be safer? There's never been a mass shooting in a school in New York City because every kid walks through a metal detector. The schools are no longer, they're just not targets. Kids can't sneak anything in. You can't get through the door unless you go through the metal detector. I don't understand why that's such a big deal to so many people. They're so against that.
In public school, there's a lot to be said, maybe, as you're suggesting, for tighter security. Then you go on to college campuses. I'm looking at a story that floats
out. It's
hard
to secure them, too. Your daughter was involved in one of the shootings. What was that? Two years ago, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then, but there are all these other, that photo we talked about, the student holding a gun and the N-word sign, and what that did. And the white power signs, the Confederate flag in schools. the just goes on. All right, so enough. Who, there are some people that blame. I see notes all the time from listeners. Oh, I listened to that Glenn Beck, and he's this. It's got, you got to find a mindset. I mean, I use Glenn not necessarily as an. It isn't just him. There are people. You know, the worst one is Alex Jones when it comes to that kind of stuff, and how that. There are some people who. Believe there are some people who so disagree with us right now, they're turning the radio off because they think we are wrong. And if that's the case, okay. I don't know that I need, I'd like to think or say that I need every listener, but I don't know if I really need those sorts of, if I need those sort of listeners. Well, maybe they'll buy. Okay. Those of you who disagree with me, listen to this and see if you can commit the... The best, the most supportive thing is to buy stuff that we talk about. All right, so here we go. For those of you who are getting older, and I believe that would address every single person who's listening to this program, right? Everybody is getting older. Sometimes you get aches and pains just because you're getting older, but sometimes if you're like me, you got injuries from the farm, injuries from playing ball, being involved in sports, and those joint aches can sap the life right out of you. I have been presented with a product called Sierra Sil, spelled Sierra Sil, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L. And so I've applied it to the reasons I've applied it in thought and in deed. Neck, knees, hands, back, shoulder. Got those aches? Try Sierra Sil Joint Formula 14. The reason it's called Sierra Sil Formula 14 is because they guarantee you'll feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. So, I'm starting to feel much better because of Joint Formula 14. It actually gets to work in about 4 or 5 days. Your knees, as mine, move easier. Your hips, as mine, move better. Joint aches sometimes put you on hold. Let's get away from that. Try my choice for joint relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live, achefree.live. It works on the money-back principle, as I said. In 14 days, you don't feel better, get your money back. And there's a special deal at achefree.live just for you. During the month of May, you try Joint Formula 14 capsules. Just to $27.99 is the charge to you. Free shipping as well. Achefree.live. Saracil is also making something for your pet. We did a little video the other day of Daisy taking Saracil. You'll have fun watching that. Find out more at achefreelive.com. That's achefreelive.com. Joint Formula 14 from Saracil works for your money back.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15inrewards for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The Jetsons TV series in the 60s featured flying cars. Pretty out of this world back then, but a reality by 2023. At least a dozen companies are prototyping and testing flying cars right now. Vertical takeoff and landing crafts, or VTOLs, will deliver people and goods faster than ground transport, and taking cars off the road in the process. Uber hopes to start hauling passengers in 5-seat hybrid vehicles called Uber Air above LA and Dallas by 2023. Uber projects that eventually Uber Air will cost riders the same as Uber Ground. But the technology is moving quicker than government regulations, and the real challenge could be integrating thousands of these flying cars into an urban air mobility system. Check out robreport.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Change half the hour now in the DJB program. The music news. Let's get what?
It's getting late to give you up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's great.
Nothing too bad there.
All right. Got to thank you, Kara, for the clarification. Kara, Victoria, Doug, listening to the music of Britney Spears. I think we've been keeping up with her fairly regularly because there have been conflicting reports about how she's feeling, how she's doing as a performer, as a mother, all of those things, and apparently she's in dire straits. In fact, judge needs to protect her, according to a mother anyway. Her mother, Lynn, says she can't wait for the court hearing on Friday because Britney needs help from her now. Lynn Spears has filed new court documents asking a judge to let her gain access to Britney's medical information and also her treatment plan. The father, Jamie, is her conservator. There have been reports of extreme conflict between the two of them. That is the mother and the father. Lynn isn't asking to become a... How old is Britney? Like 38 or 39, isn't she?
I don't know, actually. How old is Britney?
Yeah, I think she's that old. Anyway, there are issues over the way Britney is being managed. And the lawyers for the mother say it's in Britney's best interest for her to help manage the current situation. There are other outlets that are reporting Britney isn't doing well after her 30-day stay at a mental health facility. Apparently, her medications for bipolar disorder stopped working. Doctors have been unable to find the right combination of drugs, so what is she now? An experiment?
The whole thing is just bizarre because she doesn't really have, as far as I know, she hasn't had much of a relationship with her mom. And there were all these reports that came out a couple weeks ago saying that, like, her dad was trying to force her to take these drugs and stuff like that. But he doesn't even have the ability to do that as a conservator. So I think they were just, what was it, like, Free Britney? What were people chanting at her like shows
people,
and stuff.
Yeah,
and
so, people are kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I saw when I was reading TMZ yesterday, is that's why her mom is now hopping onto this, because she's heard these reports and she's worried about it, even though none of those things are true. So
when did she have the falling out with her mother? I never knew that they weren't speaking. Well, she was always really close with her mom.
I don't know. I was reading about it yesterday, and it said that after she was with Justin Timberlake, she, like, cut off her relationship with her mom, and that people didn't even think she'd seen her for a year before this. So,
yeah. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe that's not true either, but there just seems to be a lot of rumors and speculations, and I just want Britney to be happy.
Why not? Everybody ought to be happy. And remember the old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, better make an ugly woman your wife.
That's so stupid.
I don't know if that's beneficial to Britney Spears in this situation, but...
All right, next up, Robert Plant and his band, the Sensational Spaceshifters. Wow, what a great name for a band. I didn't know that was the name of his new band. Embarking on a rather short North American tour coming up in the fall. It's a 10-day trek. September 13th starts out at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in New Brunswick, that's up in Canada. Plant then heads to Philadelphia for a co-headlining gig with Nathaniel Ratliff and Night Sweats at September 17th. He's also set to perform at festivals in Indianapolis, Louisville, and before the tour wraps up in the amphitheater in Bend, Oregon, where we are heard. Good morning, Bend. Tickets go on sale on Friday of this week at 10 local time. Fan pre-sales begin today at 10 local time. Access available at the Plant website. Pre-sales start on the 9th at 10 a.m. So how many people here are Plant fans? Get your tickets soon.
I've actually seen him live. He's amazing.
Yeah. Robert Plant at 28 after. This is the DJV Show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info, where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change, pay 2%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of two suspects in a school shooting in Colorado yesterday is being identified as 18-year-old Devin Erickson. A second juvenile suspect has not been named. The two, who are students at the STEM school Highlands Ranch, south of Denver, were apprehended after killing one student and injuring 8 others there. This student at the school says,
I'm just a bit, shaky. I'm scared, but I'm glad that I'm safe and I didn't get hurt, and I'm glad that a lot of people I know didn't get hurt either.
Classes at the school have been canceled for the rest of the week. Uber and Lyft drivers across the nation plan to strike today, so people who rely on ride-sharing could be in for a rough commute. Many drivers say after expenses from car insurance to fuel and vehicle maintenance, it's nearly impossible for them to make a living. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Anna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
It's Wednesday, 8th of May. Hi, Doug Steffen with the DJ V program, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schulman. Jennifer is all spoken out. So here we are to speak. Not in her stead or for her, but with you. We got all kinds of things going on here today. Thanks to the folks at Martha Stewart's outfit. This is the Martha and Marley Spoon studio. Martha and Marley Spoon. I don't know where the collaboration came from, where these people got together, but I do know you're the beneficiary if you go to your iPhone and you text FORK to 246810. Ladies, have you done that yet? Text
yes.
FORK to 246-810. You'll be sent three, not one, not two, but three free meals Martha Stewart has prepared. This is a woman that's well known for all kinds of things that are good for your home, good for your life. As you know, it's important to have fresh food, healthy choices. You get them with the Martha Marley Spoon combo. So fork is the word you text to 246-810 for three free meals. Fork, 246-810. The understatement of the day is that it's wet in America.
So sick of this rain.
Wet, wet, wet. I here in the Northeast have been talking about this. We're way behind as farmers in getting on the land. I can't get on most of the land that I want to plant. This is the second or third year in a row that I've been way late. Last fall, I had about 40 acres I wanted to plant the hay. Couldn't do it from September on, and September is the best time to plant. Couldn't get on the land. It's been wet. And you wonder what's going to happen because it hasn't had a chance to dry out since last fall. And the rain keeps coming here, not only here, but in the Midwest. It's so soggy. Here's the story from some of the battered Missouri towns that are today bracing for yet more rain, more storms, more flooding. The unyielding rain overwhelming parts of certain places. The town in Missouri called Clarksville, once a vibrant community, pretty much wiped out. This is a Mississippi River community engulfed in water, more stormy weather that will not only take into the town, but all that whole area there, parts of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas. Thunderstorms, wild, wild. So it is, you see the video that comes there, and because the clashes of the what happens in these weather masses as the cold clashes with the warm air. There's huge hail balls. The winds get wild. Tornadoes are created. Heavy rain producing flash flooding along the rivers. Davenport, Iowa, hit hard by floods, crested at 22 feet over the banks. Imagine what that's doing, the farmland along the river. Flash flooding, Omaha, Madison, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Chicago, Peoria, more of these. And the, a side thing there, remind people in their attitude, and, you know, you get into a funk when you're confronted with the cloudiness and the rain and the cold, and you know how you feel in the wintertime. It's like, have we gotten out of winter yet? No, we haven't, in a manner of speaking. At least that mental attitude that we have after weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of rain. So, anyway, those people who have been chased from your homes, it's a sad, sad thing, and we send you our sympathy and love, and know that we have good thoughts for you. Know what else you can do at this point in time. A lot of people's homes have been wiped out, though. Their livelihood been wiped out. It's a very serious situation. And if you're not right in it, you don't realize it. He doesn't say, you look at the video and say, okay, that's over there. But I could take video of the brook that runs through my home and out into the back pasture where there is a pond that has been created. Never been a pond there before. There's a pond there. It'll dry out or go away or drain out, but it's still, it's new. What is it? I guess it's the question. Is it a fluke, or is that where we're going? There are many statements that are made by people who are supposedly in the know. I don't know how much of an expert Mike Pompeo is when it comes to this sort of thing, but he seems to have come into the crosshairs of people who say to folks like him, look at what's going on around us. Why is it so different? And we don't really have records back to, actually, weather records only go back to 1884, I think. That is, people who are actually keeping records. There are ways of finding out what the weather on the planet has been like, because you can do that core drilling down. They do 5,000-6,000 feet, and they can tell a lot about what the planet was like hundreds of millions of years ago. But it's just,
they can measure ice and glaciers and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
The matter of fact, the Arctic Council's going to be meeting in Finland this week, and they're talking about issuing some kind of declaration regarding global warming. The U.S. refused to sign it because of references to climate change in it. Council's outgoing chairman didn't name any names or give any explanation when he announced that the declaration was off the table, but there are some people who are speaking, what is it they say to the news media, under conditions of anonymity, telling reporters that the eight member states couldn't come to an agreement because the U.S. objected to language about climate change. The council issued a short statement reaffirming its commitment to sustainable development, protecting the Arctic's environment. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ruffled some feathers when he told the council the quickly warming Arctic region is at the forefront of opportunity and abundance. Now, can we have somebody translate
this? This is one
that?
Of those where you take your hand and you just plant it on your face because that's, you just go, oh my God.
But you just look at the weather, whatever the source, this is the other side of it. You can argue about why, but you don't argue about what, because the what is obvious. When you look at any number of pictures, any number of research ships that go up there from NOAA and other countries, the Finnish obviously are, and the people in Scandinavia are going to be more affected earlier, although it doesn't take, the water is the water, the level is the level, and the ice levels on the continental shelf up there are, you see the big, huge crashes of ice into the sea. Only a degree or two can make a big difference. And so, there are some who theorize the Earth is in a change mode, as it has gone through this change mode hundreds of thousands of times over its life, 4.5-5 billion years. The ice caps change, even the axis changes, the polar regions change, and so is that what's happening now? I don't know that you can really say for sure, but to deny that anything's happening is stupid. It just is. Things are changing.
To also say that, you know, this is a good thing because, you know, when the Arctic melts,
well, why did
then,
he say that? I would like to know a little more context to that. Why would he say something? It's so obvious that it isn't. It's not.
Well, he says that this is a good thing because it opens up new passageways for trade. And so his quote was, this could potentially slash the time it takes ships to travel between Asia and the West by as many as 20 days. So he's trying to make it sound like, oh, yeah, this is a good thing. You know, this is more for trade and everyone can make more money. And it's like, well, you know, not everything's about money, Mike. That's what I would say. Not everything is about money.
Well,
we got one planet here to protect, and if you have kids and future generations, what are we really doing to the planet? And we are doing a lot of bad stuff to the planet.
There is there's no question that mankind is adding to, and the usage of fossil fuels adding to what's going on, and that's where, you know, you get into the who's what, does it really make any difference who's right? It's what's going on, so. What do you do? You can do nothing. That's okay.
There are plenty of people who deny that anything's happening.
Yeah, well, that's not really.
I mean, if you want to live with your head in the sand, fine. It's your right, but I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
You know, where there is sand used to be a lot of lush. The deserts of Africa, for example, used to be lush. That's how the planet. That's a great example, actually, Victoria, of how the planet is changing. The areas of North. The Sahara Desert. I got Sahara still on my mind. The Sahara Desert used to be Northern Europe, with the whole area of growth. It all changed, though, hundreds of millions of years ago. And so now, because of the change in the climate and the drought, it's all sand. It used to be fabulous growing area. So that's how it changes. Today is World Ovarian Cancer Coalition Day. The World Ovarian Cancer Coalition is a non-profit organization established a couple of years ago working across the globe to reduce the impact of ovarian cancer. Certainly many women's lives have been, well, not only the women, but the people that love them are impacted by this. So the creation of the World Ovarian Cancer Coalition has been built on the significant impact of the annual flagship ovarian cancer awareness campaign, thus today, World Ovarian Cancer Day. The mission here, pretty simple, ensure the best possible chance of survival best quality of life for every woman that has ovarian cancer, wherever she may live. This organization works together with the Every Woman Study on the World Ovarian Cancer Day campaign to, one, achieve global collaboration in the ovarian cancer community, two, cross-cultural and language barriers to truly create one voice for all the women who have gone through all of this or might have that problem, increase the visibility and profile of the cause, and add value and credibility to patient organizations. One of the things, this may be a controversial statement, but one of the things that gets in the way of all of that good is the fact that so much money is made on the treatment of cancer, and there are a lot of people who pursue interests that aren't necessarily aimed at helping women. They're aimed at helping make money on cancer. So hopefully we can sort of think around that and think about all the women. Do you, either of you, know anybody who's had ovarian cancer in your circle?
Two of my mom's friends have died from it. It's horrible. That's one, you know, that is one you don't want to get as a woman. That is just awful. It is really, really bad. And early detection is everything with ovarian cancer.
Yep, sure is. With any cancer, for sure. Yep, mm-hmm. Screening, getting a good checkup, making sure you have, in that case, a good gynecologist, all those things are very important. The sports world talking still about the Kentucky Derby. Maxim Securities appeal denied. Big stamp, denied. The appeal came from the owners of the disqualified Maxim Security. The Horse Racing Commission said no pretty quickly after it was filed. The disqualification, they say the Derby isn't subject to review. Anything that happens at the Derby, this is under Kentucky law, which I find kind of interesting to have law impact the Kentucky Derby. The owner of the horse, Gary West, said that he expected that the appeal was going to be denied anyway. He's going to file a lawsuit. But the court, well, who's going to overturn that decision under the
Well, I think the courts then, you know, with such a specialized thing, the courts usually just defer to the Racing Commission. So it's probably not going to go anywhere, but it's unfortunate. My husband, Lewis, who's a sports producer, he was actually with my dad yesterday at Monmouth Park Racetrack in New Jersey, which is only a few miles up the road. And Maximum Security is not going to run in the Preakness. He's actually going to run in the Haskell, which is the biggest race. It's a grade one stakes race here in at Monmouth Park. And so that will be at the end of July. And so it's great. You know, he's Jason Service, the trainer, is based out of Monmouth Park. So it's good for the local economy here because everyone will want to go and see him. It's like anytime, you know, a horse is in the Triple Crown or in the Derby, it's great for business locally. So he'll probably have he's a very talented horse. He's probably going to have a long career ahead of him. But unfortunately, to be taken out of the Derby means, you know, he could have been a contender for the Triple Crown, and that's all over now. So it's unfortunate for everyone involved, really.
Speaking of unfortunate, the fight over Robert Kraft's solicitation charge and the video
that's still
of
going
him,
on.
Still going on. Gets uglier every day. In Palm Beach County, prosecutors filed a request for criminal contempt charges against the lawyers that he has over their conduct during a motion to suppress the hearing. Hearing in question dealt with a video captured by police of Kraft inside the Orchids of Asia, described as basic pornography, and that's one of the reasons they don't want it shown, because it'll be harmful not only to Mr. Kraft, but to others who watch it. So,
who would want to watch that?
Thank you, Pass. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Now 53 after the hour, and that means in this hour it's Tech Talk time. Time for Victoria Keelan to bring us up to date on yet a couple of more stories. There's never this is like that the never-ending song of love, the never-ending stories of technology, because it's new every day. There's something that affects all of us, and so the first story today is aimed at those people who are debt. Well, you, if you are being chased by a debt collector, right? Is that the
yeah? It's not
this?
Good news.
No.
If you have debt, then you're not going to like this story. Under a new Trump administration
is there anybody
policy,
listening that doesn't have debt, please, somebody who has no debt, raise your hand.
Yeah, I know,
mean,
right?
Really, no debt.
Yep.
No credit card debt. No mortgage. No
that's
car
no
payments.
One, right? That's no one.
I don't know anybody.
So under this new Trump administration policy, debt collectors, and this is where it gets dicey, debt collectors are able to call consumers as frequently as 7 times a week, and the add-on, they can even send you emails and text messages now. Now, the original Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, it was established in 1977, and that was, of course, before the digital communication age. So basically, back then, debt collectors only had one option. They could call you on the phone. Now, this is going to be expanded so that debt collectors can have your email and your text messages, your cell phone number, so they can call your cell, then they can text you, and then they can email you. So this is just not great. The new proposal, which for whatever reason, it comes from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, even though it doesn't seem like they're protecting consumers here. But this is...
Another great euphemism from the government.
Yep. So this, of course, opens the door for emails and texts, and there is no limit on how many emails and text messages collectors can send to you. Now, the downside, there's all downside to that. However, if you are on a limited data plan, every time they text you, you can get charged for those text messages. If you go over your allotment every month, you're literally putting some people who probably have debt, who are on a prepaid plan for their cell phone, you're pushing them further into debt because their cell phone bill is going to go up. So I don't understand how anyone can say that they're in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and think that this is a great idea. Tens of thousands of people already file complaints with that bureau yearly over aggressive and harassing debt collection practices. This is only going to get worse when you now involve people's personal emails and text messages. So this is
interesting. We talk about the government. Now, here's another arm of the government. The FCC is involved now in the fight against robocalls. And so Congress has a bill before it that they probably are going to pass that hikes fines and increases criminal prosecution of people who are behind these companies that do robocalling.
So they should do that.
Of course, they're awful. I mean, my phone is loaded every day. I pick up the phone, I look at the screen. I don't know these people. I'm not answering the phone.
Same. All of us get it. We all get it. And so, you know, there have been a lot of criticisms from consumer protection groups that basically the Trump administration has kind of dismantled everything that the Obama administration did to protect consumers. And the FCC, of course, you know, we have all talked extensively about that here with, you know, net neutrality being canceled and everything. But Ajit Pai, who's the chairman of the FCC, he has been very vocal that his phone has been blowing up with robocalls. And so, you know, that's kind of been the criticism on him, is that he's pushing for this anti-robocall thing because it's, you know, convenient for him.
Well,
so
it's a pain for everybody.
It is.
Up next, Google's new Pixel 3 phone. What is Google? I don't even understand why there's need for Google to be making a phone.
You and I both have iPhones. I love my iPhone. However, every tech expert worth their salt will tell you that Google's Pixel 3a, which is their newest Pixel phone, they're actually highly rated. Tech reviewers think that
this is the best smartphone. You know anybody who's got one?
A few people. Yeah, my techiest friends all have Google Pixel phones. And so for me personally, I just like the interface better of an iPhone. However, if you want to buy Google's new Pixel 3a, which, like I said, that gets rated as the best smartphone under $500. It actually starts at $399. If you buy it from B&H Photo online or the Google Store, you will get a $100 gift card back to spend in both of those places. Best Buy has jumped on this bandwagon as well. If you buy any of the Pixel 3a or Pixel 3a XL, which is a larger phone, you will also get a $100 gift card to Best Buy. And all of these offers are valid until May 18th.
There's the story, or the stories, plural, here on the DJV program, where it's 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.